Let's check the numbers as they settled up in Chicago on this Tuesday afternoon. Actually, some closes and some settlement prices from the soft red winter wheat settlements. December contract at 838.5, down 3.5. The March there, 856.5, a settlement price down 4.25. And the July of next year, the harvest month at 866.25, down 2.5 cents. The hard red in Kansas City down 4.25 on its settlement price at $9.17.75. Back in Chicago, settlements are now in for the corn pit as well. December contract 746.5, settled 2.5 lower. The March at 752, down 2.75, and the May at 753, a penny and a quarter lower. July corn up a penny and a quarter at 748.25, and September at 663.75, 2 cents higher. Next year's December at 641.75, up to January beans, $14.55.5. A settlement price there, a penny and 3/4 higher. March contract, 150.25, up to them. And the May at 114, or rather at 1428, up a penny. I should read those Jans again. 1455.5, up a penny and 3/4. The March at 1450.25 in the bean pit, up 2. The May at 1428, up 1. And July unchanged at 1416.75. The August beans at 1391.75, down 0.25. And next year's November at 1314.25, down 3 cents for the day. Bean meal futures at 447.80, up $2.60. Bean oil 16 cents lower at 49.74 on the afternoon. You're listening, of course, to the Closing Market Report. It is a production of Illinois Public Media and comes to you from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. Here's what the livestock settled like in Chicago. Nearby February live cattle at $130.15, 62.5 cents lower. April at $134.25, that's down 60. March feeders at $148.27.5, a nickel higher. The Aprils were unchanged at $149.82.5, and lean hogs finished the February 15 cents lower at $85.52.5. You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a production of Illinois Public Media. This is the fourth day of December, 2012. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us, Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He's in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
The settlement prices across the grains and oil seeds floor in Chicago from the CME Group were all settled up by the time 7 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock Central showed up. That was probably the first time I think I've seen that happen since they really have been trading till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It must be awful quiet, and volume must be awfully low in Chicago. Maybe you can tell me whether that's the case or not.
It's been a quiet day. The trade was light. I don't think there was any big rushes on the close, and I think that they looked pretty much at where the closing ranges were and settled it on in there is basically what happened, Todd. Talk this way. There's no real significant news or headlines to trade right now. Most talk is still revolving around the fiscal cliff and the abnormally dry weather that we're talking about, out west and in different places of the country. But the biggest news we got was a little few blips from Informa, where they raised the Brazil soybean crop to 81.4 million. They'd been at 81.25. They lowered the Brazilian corn crop to 66.2 from 66.8, and they lowered the Argentine corn crop from 28 to 27, and they lowered the bean crop to 58.4 from 59.5, and those had all been numbers been thrown around the trade for the last 2 weeks, so that really didn't do much.
So not a lot happening in the trade,
no.
Other than they're focusing to some extent on what's happening on the Mississippi River, and I think they have come to the conclusion that it's wintertime and maybe St. Louis to Cairo doesn't matter as much as they thought. But maybe it does. We'll see what happens with that one.
Well, it does. And, the one thing we'd like to see him do is while the water is down like this is to take care of and blast that on out. Now, there's talk that it might take into March to get that job done, but we'd like to see him get started on that and be going.
Yeah, they need to get started on that if they're going to do that, but that'll take one of two things. I think either for the president to put an executive order in place, although I'm not sure that it's really clear that that's under his purview. The other would be for Congress to act and to put monies in place, about $10 million, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Although the fiscal cliff seems to be occupying them at this point. We'll see whether they can turn their attention to the center of the United States for that little tidbit or not.
You know, it's probably going to be hard, but it'd sure be a nice 20-minute vote, and everybody take care of it and do that, like I say. So, you know, as we were talking, the one other thing that we are talking about is Rabobank did issue their little bit, and they seem to be predicting U.S. corn acreage will rise to an all-time high of 97.6 million acres in 2013. And we were talking with a lot of guys, been talking to fertilizer dealers, and they said that there has been more fertilizer put on this fall than has been for at least the last 10 years, the most work that they've got done in a lot of our areas. So a lot of guys have sort of planned ahead, and it looks like there will be a lot of corn acres, at least in central Indiana.
Hey, you've got a couple ethanol plants in the area. How are they functioning, do you know?
Yeah, one of the individuals that works at the ethanol plant was in here about 5 minutes ago in the office checking out price and doing things, and says, the Linden plant's been winterized, so it's going to be closed down for a while. So that plant's not going at all right now, and the plant down in Cloverdale, of course, is running, but I think on a reduced pace.
Simply because lack of available corn, I assume.
Well, I would say that that is the biggest reason of all. It's hard to buy corn when there isn't much in the bins.
All right. Anything on the livestock side we ought to take up today?
Not much there either, Todd.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us.
All right. Thank you, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's in New Market, Indiana. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report. That happens each and every Tuesday afternoon.